Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ron DeSantis has dropped out over the weekend, and I have to say this, not surprised, it's 6 days later than when I predicted that Ron DeSantis would drop out. I told you I was hearing rumors, that he was going to leave on the 15th, but instead he kept it going, and of course that was predicated on how he did in Iowa. And we all know how that went. Talked about it. I don't want to say ad nauseum because we talked about it. It was a win for him in some degrees. To some degree, he was able to keep second place. But it was a loss for him because what he noticed and what he had to have noticed is he was losing traction. And traction is measured in a variety of ways. You go, oh, Kevin, he won. Yeah, he barely won. And quite frankly, even though Nikki Haley tipped the scales and did some tricks and things up there, he knew he wasn't resonating. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to give you a little inside baseball about what I know about DeSantis. But I'm also going to tell you the good and the bad. And by the way, the people who supported Ron DeSantis, I get it. I don't blame you necessarily. You wanted something a little different. You thought maybe you bought into the idea that Donald Trump isn't the man. But you were wrong. You were wrong the way many of us were wrong in 2016 when I was a bigger Ted Cruz supporter, maybe a Rand Paul. Wish I could have had a combination of those guys. We had a lot of very qualified candidates during that time, 14, 15 people. And Trump was the biggest outlier. I would have never predicted it. But once he got in, once he proved to me what he was able to do, it was over. And I've already chronicled the number of people that I have lots of respect for. My older brother, he would not vote for Donald Trump because he says, Kevin, he doesn't have a religious backbone. You know, he doesn't have there's nothing that shows me that he's going to follow the word of God and things like this. And I said, you're wrong. One of the first times in my life, I literally said to my brother, you are wrong. And he did not vote for him. And come into January, maybe February, he called me up and said, Kev, I got to tell you, man, I was wrong. One of my other idols ran the Western Conservative Summit. He was vitriolically against Donald Trump. He wrote a paper that said, I mean, literally months into Trump's presidency, within 90 days, saying, I got to tell you, I was vitriolically opposed to Trump. I was what I would call a never-Trumper, and I'm back. Essentially, he did a biggest mea culpa of anybody I knew during the time. John Andrews, people know who I'm talking about. He's a legend in Colorado. People like Dana Lash didn't support Donald Trump. Glenn Beck, many others. What are they saying now? Folks, this isn't coming out of nowhere. And look, it's almost like Usain Bolt running. You can have some other brilliant runners. And let's just use that analogy. DeSantis may be a brilliant runner, but it's just wrong timing. Because Usain Bolt is showing everybody, I can't be beaten. And like I said, when the people started attacking Donald Trump, I'm asking myself the question, why would you get rid of your gladiator? It would be like the Jamaican team saying, we don't want Usain Bolt to anchor our relay or to run the 100 meter for us. We got somebody here, you know, Asafa Powell, another Jamaican we'll put in there. Even though he isn't as fast as Usain or whatever, not as good. Doesn't win track meets consistently, blah, blah, blah. Let's put him in. Let's make him the guy. And sadly, it wasn't even that close. The difference between Donald Trump and every other Republican candidate that thinks they can do this job is miles. It's not a little bit. See, the difference between DeSantis and, say, Ted Cruz isn't as big. It depends on who you like, but I'm saying no matter which side of it you fall on, it's minuscule. Either one of them, you could go, well, I like Ted Cruz on this, but I like DeSantis on this. By the way, I'm going to talk about Nikki Haley in the next hour. And it won't be in a great light, so I want to make sure people are level setting that it's not going to be in a great light. She should have done the same thing that Ron DeSantis has done. She won't do it. And I'll show you that Nikki Haley is the most duplicitous politician out there. I'll explain to you why I've come to the conclusions about her that I have. And it has nothing to do with me and her personally. It has everything to do with her inability to understand politics at a level that if you're going to run at that level, you should understand it. See, Donald Trump is not playing any checkers anymore. He maybe did a little bit at the beginning, but once he set his sights on what the goal was and he said, I'm going to be president, I got to tip my hat to him, because I've said to many people listening to me, the only thing I would do if you asked me to run is I'd be governor or I'd be president. Nothing in between. I don't want to be a senator, a congressman, or a dog catcher. I don't want to serve on a school board. And I don't mean any disrespect for the people that do. All those jobs are so needed. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to be the El Jefe. And if I'm going to be governor, I don't want to be president. So Donald Trump said, I want to be president. And he gave all the reasons. These people don't know how to do it. I don't know how you are. Do you ever had a job where you hired some people and you're like, man, you know what? Forget it. I'll just do it myself. It's easier. Maybe you're so good at it. I can use us as a personal example. When I did radio all on my own, I had more stations and was earning more income than when I turned it over to people that claimed they knew radio. I promptly lost half of my stations and probably the same amount of my money to the experts. And that's all they had to do. I was part-timing it and did better. That's the way Trump looks at the presidents. He's like, I could do this stuff part-time and do better than any of these people that are serving. Barack Obama said, you can't save Kerry. What are you going to do? Wave a magic wand, Trump? Trump said, yeah. Donald Trump right now says, put me back in as president. I'll end the war in Ukraine. Got Zelensky scared. What will you do with us? We don't know. Our foreign policy isn't dictated by you. Our foreign policy is dictated by us. That's what Nikki Haley doesn't understand, or any of these rhinos, or any of the people that are going against Trump. It's a new day, folks, a new landscape politically with DeSantis out. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ron DeSantis' campaign to be President of the United States in 2024 is no more, as I predicted. That doesn't make me Karnak the Magnificent, because they're all going to fall by the wayside. Pence, presidential VP, vice president for Donald Trump, gone. Put in there by establishment Republicans to make it look like nobody likes Donald Trump, even his own VP's running against him. Chris Krispy Kreme, gone. A governor, the guy who worked on Trump's transition campaign.
Donald Trump is a terrible guy, he's a terrible guy, Donald Trump, Donald Trump needs to be Donald Trump.
What's he going to say now? Who's Chris Christie going to back? I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet he backs Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jot that down and get in contact with us. And oh, by the way, go check out our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Why? Because you're going to get the best, most creative Trump stuff on the planet. Why did I make the bet? to take Trump's mugshot and do the most creative stuff you can't get anywhere, because I already knew what you were thinking. I already knew what DeSantis was going to do. I know what Haley's going to do. Kevin, you're amazing, man. I knew what Pence was going to do. Tim Scott, Senator, was going to do. Black man, I know what all of them are going to do. Asa Hutchinson, the Montana governor, he's already out. Whoever's left, they're gone. While they're going by the wayside, you know what the left is going to be doing? They're going to be challenging Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going to be getting challenged. The Democrats are scrambling right now trying to figure out what are we going to do? Who are we going to shoehorn in? Because Joe Biden's toast. And in fact, New Hampshire is going to prove to be a bad thing for Joe Biden. I'm going to talk about it later on in the broadcast. It's not going to be good for him. 6 days later than I predicted, Ron DeSantis shut off his campaign, suspended his campaign, posted a video on X saying he could not ask his campaign staffers to give their time without a clear path to victory. One caucus, not even going to the primary. One caucus, one and done, as they say. Now, when Trump beat these guys in Iowa, I gave you the numbers. He beat them by 30 points. DeSantis, Nikki Haley by 31. Biggest margin of victory in caucus history. And you know what the left was saying? Donald Trump's not very popular. I mean, that actually is bad news for Donald Trump. But Ron DeSantis didn't see it that way. Ron DeSantis saw the light. And I'm going to tell you right now, I said it in the first segment. The people who support him, I get it. There are a lot of Floridians that think Ron DeSantis, you know, he's the one that invented the LED light bulb. They think the dude is amazing. And in many aspects, in many respects, he is. He did a great job running Florida. A good job. More than adequate. I think a lot of it is more PR than it is actual things that he comes up with, but he's a good guy. I've spent time with him. You know what I've liked most about Ron DeSantis? He will argue with you. He's not so, you know, well, I see what you're saying. He will argue. And I've liked that, but he became a fake of what he was. He lost sight of who he was. That's what the GOP does to you. The GOP will tell you, look, if you say this, then these good things will come. And they're people of modest means. Do you want to know what makes Donald Trump special? I know, look, this is going to be obvious, but not that obvious. It's the fact that he's wealthy. You can't impress him with, well, listen, Donald, if you do this, we'll get you a Ferrari. And Trump's like, I can get one for myself, and I'll have Mexico build it, and I'll even make them pay for it. See, be honest, folks. I don't know where you're living, how you're living, but if somebody came up to you and they said, you know what, if you will modify your view on this or that, and you're in a position of power, let's say you're the building inspector, and some guy wants to get a permit and he needs to get the land, and he says to you, you know what, this is a no harm, no foul deal, you do this for me, and I'll put $500,000 in a safe deposit box. It's untraceable. It's yours. I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of conservatives. I tell you what. Now, if you're flush with cash like Donald Trump, you're like, really? See, that temptation goes away. And I know people, we all want to think we're impervious to it. I'm going to tell you, in 2023, I have a shirt that says, I ain't gay, but $20 is $20. I almost had to wear that bad boy. You get what I'm saying? No, there's some things I won't compromise on, but I think you know what I'm telling you. Depending on your circumstance, let me put it this way. Many people have made economic decisions that are bad for them that they wouldn't have made otherwise. They stayed in a relationship they did because of finances. They took more flack from somebody because they needed the money. You get what I'm saying? They did things that are out of character for them because they felt desperate. And it might not even have been desperation for them. It would have been desperation for their children. Or desperation for a relative that couldn't afford to get a new kidney or get an operation or who knows. And don't act like we're impervious, because we're not. And that's what made Trump special. What are you going to offer him? I mean, Elon Musk has a lot of money. He could say, I tell you what, Donald, I'll buy you your own island. And Donald Trump would be like, look, I've got everything I want. If I wanted an island, and here's the thing about Donald Trump is, he's like me. He will figure out how to get what he wants. So why do I need, yes, I'm not as rich as Elon Musk, but if you challenge me, maybe I will be. And it probably came a point where he was like, I'm rich enough. I'm living a life. I got a trophy wife. I got a good relationship with my kids. What more could I want? Good for him. So DeSantis, he can't say that. DeSantis, he's probably doing okay, but it's easy to say, do you want to join the elites? Nikki Haley, completely sold out. She is the wishy-washiest. I say one thing, I then say something else depending on the audience I'm in front of. We'll talk about it here in a few. A total sellout. And what's worse, in my opinion, unloyal, disloyal. So DeSantis not only backed out, he said, I support Donald Trump. Oh, talk about getting Nikki. And because, look, here's the thing. The reason why I keep telling these DeSantis people, you know, be happy. Don't be upset about this. DeSantis had a hill to climb. He did well. Even Trump, when he won Iowa, he says, you know what? These guys should congratulate themselves. He was very magnanimous. I'm going to bet you not long after DeSantis quit, Trump probably called him and said, Ron, you know, you ran a great race. Good for you. Good for you. You know, I can't agree with everything you did, but, you know, you got in the fight. You did it. You mixed it up. And, you know, let's work together now.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises. and I will not stop now.
With an announcement on X over the weekend, DeSantis immediately announced his endorsement of Donald Trump, who now faces a tough first-in-the-nation primary contest in New Hampshire, where he and Nikki Haley remain in a virtual dead heat in the polls. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into this election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online, they say. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it.
Anything. If I could figure it out, I'd get it done. But what I'm going to tell you folks is there is nothing, repeat, nothing I can do. There is nothing I can say. There's not enough money I could throw at it to dethrone the best gladiator in modern American history for the Republican Party. And the party should take note of what DeSantis just said. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. DeSantis never should have gotten into this race. He was not ready for prime time. No offense against him. I told you guys, I like DeSantis. I wanted DeSantis to be Donald Trump's VP. But if he were going to accomplish that, he couldn't run against him. Now, Vivek has a whole different thing. He was like, I had to get on the man's radar. He effectively became Trump's champion while he was out on the stump. And because he was the first one to quit, he's the best one in the run for the VP sweepstakes. Now, we can talk about that a bit, but as I've said, there's nobody that's currently running against Trump that can be his VP. Not unless Donald Trump's a fool. And I know the establishment's going to come to him now because they're already starting to. People are already starting to go, well, maybe we should come and then maneuver back over. And that's a good thing, because what it means is they're going to have to call off the dogs. And one of the things that I'm going to touch on here is, why would DeSantis do this? If he thought Donald Trump was going to be indicted, if he and Nikki Haley are holding out like old Kasich was in 2016 for some miracle, what they think was going to happen? Is Donald Trump or bust for most people? And I'll tell you this, I would have voted for DeSantis had he gotten through. I would not vote for Nikki Haley, and you'll find out in an hour or two. So, back to what we were talking about. What choice did DeSantis have? None. Foregone conclusion. He knew it was over. I want to play the rest of his concession speech because he does give you a little bit more insight.
But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The days of putting Americans last, of kowtowing to large corporations, of caving to woke ideology are over. I thank all of our passionate supporters who have stood by us through it all, that we had people volunteer to come to Iowa in the middle of a blizzard to knock on doors and make phone calls touched us dearly. No candidate had more thrown at him, but no candidate had so many committed volunteers and staff.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. While I do not consider this to be a ringing endorsement of Trump, it certainly wasn't him taking a stab at him, but it wasn't like Vivek. And that's why you know DeSantis knows he's done. And the only question for him is, because right now he's in Ted Cruz in that purgatory. When Ted Cruz did what he did in 2016, he's in purgatory. But he did go on to say, I agreed to support the candidate. I will support him. He said what he disagreed with Trump on. I don't have any real problem with that, even though I don't think this is the time to do it. But he then took a stab at Nikki Haley. And Trump's going to see that as a good thing. So he did what he was supposed to do. As you all know, Trump walloped DeSantis and Haley in Iowa. Things weren't going to improve for DeSantis in New Hampshire or anywhere else for that matter. His departure will impact the New Hampshire primary, though I suspect with his endorsement, most of his followers will go to Trump, but I think they would have gone to Trump anyway. DeSantis had bet on a big finish in Iowa against Donald Trump, and he spent a lot of cash and a lot of his time, and in the end, all he was able to do was barely hold his lead over Haley. That's not good enough. And the light was on plenty early before Iowa. He couldn't resonate. He was getting challenged in places. I mean, guys were coming up to him, giving him the participation cup. And he couldn't get a message out. He was flubbing things on foreign policy and a host of other things. He didn't look presidential. That was his problem. In fact, Vivek looked more presidential than any other candidate out there. He was taking all comers. But what this move did for DeSantis, in my honest and humble opinion, is it saved his career. He's going to continue to be a good governor. And honestly, Florida needs him. We need governors like DeSantis. We need governors like Abbott. I think they need to still stiffen their backbones to a degree, but we need governors that will at least give us some glimpse of republicanism. And so DeSantis is great there. He can elevate his status as a potential future candidate by firmly getting behind Donald Trump and saying, I'm going to bring him Florida. No ifs, ands, or buts. I've spoken about this on this show, written about it extensively. And I said this, whoever dropped out first and truly endorsed Trump would likely be his VP pick. Now, right now, you've heard me talk about Vivek Ramaswamy, and I wrote an article saying who all it could be. But here's what I did say. I said anybody that remains in the race post the first one dropping out and not doing a complete mea culpa and saying, you know, I mean, which, by the way, Ron DeSantis did as close to what I was talking about as he possibly could right now. He says, I'm dropping out. The public wants Donald Trump. I endorse Donald Trump. But if he had said these words, he might have gotten the VP pick. And I have friends texting me when he dropped out going, man, I hope Trump picks him as a VP. And I said, I don't. Loyalty. I want loyalty. But if he had said this, you know, people talked me into running, and I wanted to run. I felt like we needed something a little bit different. Maybe what people were really clamoring for was somebody that was like Trump, but who could temper it down just a bit. It wasn't an attack on Donald Trump per se. It was more of, are you interested in an alternative? So I want to say it's not a slap in the face to President Trump, no matter how it may look. But here's what I did find out. People like Trump. They want him. Maybe they need his brash style. And you know what? I could even learn and have learned things from him to stick with it. I think the party could learn from a man like President Trump. Look at what his first term generated. And he already said this. DeSantis did. He already said that, you know, they went after him. They for the first 4 years of his the whole time, they were going after the guy. So all DeSantis had to do was shift that a little bit and say, I firmly endorse him because the nation apparently wants that style. And quite frankly, maybe we could all use a little bit of a lesson there, but he didn't. He wasn't quite that, you know, it wasn't quite that big of a mea culpa. So what is going to happen to DeSantis now? I mean, I think he got out early enough that his career is intact. I believe in my heart of hearts, and we didn't do any research. Let me just say, the breaking news happened, and I was exhausted over the weekend. I worked all weekend, and I had a lot of events because one of my business partners was in town. But here's what I will tell you. DeSantis did the right thing at the right time, and he saved his career. He has a potential to still be a VP for Trump, even though I don't think that's going to happen. But he elevated his status. And if he gets behind Trump in a bigger way than these words, if he goes out and he says, you know, meets with him and they strategize about Florida, and he goes and does other events in other places to help him, he's got a good career ahead of him. As far as Trump's eventual nomination or getting the nomination to represent the GOP, the DeSantis move does nothing. But let me tell you, in the political landscape, this is huge. Absolutely huge. The GOP establishment threw everything and the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. And now they got to back off. And I alluded to it earlier. Why did they do that? And let me tell you what you can expect. You're going to see a shift in a lot of the so-called never Trumpers and that type, the people that were backing Nikki Haley and DeSantis and things like that. That money is going to move very quickly over to Donald Trump, and rightfully so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I can tell you this, I said it before, that there, here in Arizona, a group of people got together. In fact, they just did an article about it recently. They updated it, and they talked about all the people who wanted to get DeSantis in. DeSantis was lukewarm at best about getting into the race. But then the big money people here in Arizona, they call them the McCainites, they got behind him. Didn't like Donald Trump. Didn't like the way Trump treated some people, etc. Didn't like his brashness. Didn't like that he made fun of McCain and a host of other things. So they got together, and I mean, they raised millions of dollars. I got invited to a couple of the fundraisers and, you know, made a few people mad. And I'm like, one guy goes, you want DeSantis to call you? I'm like, for what? No. Well, I'm just going to call somebody else. Okay, fine. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. But I watched how a cabal happens, how people go, we're going to get rid of Trump, and we're going to use DeSantis because he's popular, and we're going to do DeSantis, blah, 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 blah. And we, let me tell you what triggered it for me. And this was, DeSantis had still not declared. They were flirting with the idea. And I built this organization called ARC. I shut it down because the guy who wanted me to build it and was supposed to fund it, he reneged. And that's what I'm learning about this industry, is many people will tell you, I'm going to do something for you, and they won't do it. So I put in twice as much money, if not more, than he did, and I got nothing out of it. I ran it and did everything, and he put a penance in there. I mean, it was significant. I'll tell you what I put $70,000 and got nothing. He was supposed to raise $2 million. Didn't do a thing. So I'm very upset about it. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. But I'll tell you this. I watched these guys get together and talk about how they were going to raise money. Same guy, by the way. Raise money for Ron DeSantis and get him in. And when they were talking about it, DeSantis was lukewarm at best. But here's what was happening. When I told people, I said, hey, I may bring DeSantis in the latter part of the year. And everybody was like, eh. And I was like, wow, it seems like a big deal because he and I were together at another event. And it was a event with a lot of elite people. And I thought, oh, well, certainly, you know, they're going to want to see him. It was lukewarm at best for DeSantis. No, and by the time he declared, it was ugly for him. They couldn't get people to come to his fundraisers. He was a no big deal. And that's when I went, something's up. He's not going to do nearly as well as they think. But they rushed him in. They wanted him to be the savior, the great white hope, like they think Nikki Haley's going to be the great Indian hope, to beat Donald Trump, because beating Trump at all costs is the thing. And the question you should be asking, and Nikki Haley should be asking herself, is why would DeSantis drop out? He's a solid number two. She may beat him in New Hampshire, but she couldn't beat him anywhere else. But what DeSantis knew is he will always be number two. And that's it. And if Nikki Haley thinks she's going to do any better, she's about to get a rude awakening. The timing of this couldn't be better. Because tomorrow, we're going to find out what the impact is. Remember the debate with Newsom? DeSantis won that debate, governor to governor. But neither one of these guys looked presidential. He won. But he beat a neophyte. He beat a guy he was supposed to be able to beat up. This guy is a clown. He's ruining California, and so you're supposed to beat him. It was so bad that Newsom's wife ended the, when they were going to redo the, you know, continue the debate. She goes, "It's over. We're ending it." And where's Newsom? Newsom's been out of the news. The only thing he's done is he's made a shift back to try to get back to center, especially on climate change. DeSantis is a good guy that got ahead of his skis. And the only thing he's got to be concerned about in the future, well, there are many things, but the biggest thing is this. Are you going to be perceived as a rhino? Are you going to become your own man? Are you going to go your own way? Are you going to make enough money to where you can say to the other, to the special interests, I don't need your money? There's going to be a lot of political fallout here. These people that put DeSantis in, to put Pence in, to put Tim Scott in, to put Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, all these anti-Trump people, watch what happens. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Watch the news cycle as it starts to slowly shift back and maybe not make Trump as big of a pariah as they thought he was. Watch a lot of the so-called never-Trumpers start to slide back into the slot, start drafting off of Trump again. Instead of trying to pass, you're going to see a lot of this, because at the end of the day, politics is a business. It is a blood sport. And the people that want to be in it, you better be behind the winner. You cannot be backing the loser. Most of the people who back DeSantis now have to try to get back in with Trump. And what you're going to watch is the fundraising. And the good news is that with DeSantis out, he spent $150 million and could have raised millions more because people wanted him. Now, that money started shifting over to Haley. But now where is it going to go? Watch what happens post New Hampshire. And then when Trump crushes her in South Carolina, watch what happens. Trump has said, why are you guys fighting this? You need to be getting behind the winning candidate.
I understand candidates that are losing by 57 to 70 points are getting together with Rhino Paul Ryan, Mitt the Loser Romney, Bill No Guts or No Talent Barr, and some broken political investors that will soon come to me, as most others already have. These failed candidates should have started by campaigning effectively, which they didn't because they really don't have the skill or the talent to do so. Romney, who today couldn't get elected dog catcher in the great state of Utah, should have beaten an absolutely failed first-term Obama, should have beaten him very easily. If he and Rhino Paul fought as hard against Obama as they do against President Donald J. Trump, they would never have lost. They would have beaten Obama. But remember, Republicans eat their young. They really do. They eat their young. Terrible statement, but it's true. And that's the problem with so many in our party. They just don't have the loyalty and the strength to stick together. They go after people who are on their side rather than the radical left Democrats that are destroying our country. These people are losers, and the Republican nation must stop following their failed ideas and policies. They only help the worst president in the history of the United States, the most corrupt president, the most incompetent president, Crooked Joe Biden. We don't want to help him. We have to get him out of office. The Republican Party should unify, and they should unify fast. We need Joe Biden out of there. He's destroying America. Thank you very much.
What a great statement. I love that. Loyalty, they don't have the loyalty and the strength to stick together is what Trump said. And he's right. He's calling out these sanctimonious so-called Republicans, the Romneys and the Ryans, Bill Barr, many others, the Bush faction, the McCain faction. These are people that love the status quo because they benefited from it. Every one of those people is richer and in better circles. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been watching this thing on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And a friend of Ghislaine Maxwell, who she went out and found these girls for Jeffrey Epstein, she said, this is what got me to leave Ghislaine Maxwell alone. And this is a wealthy woman. She said, Ghislaine Maxwell referred to one of the girls that she got for Jeffrey Epstein as trash. She said, these girls are just trash. And you have to understand, the rich people, the people that hit that level, that strata, they don't see us as human beings. They see us as necessary pawns, and they can play us like pawns anywhere they want and sacrifice us. No, and they don't even think twice about it. We could never get into that mindset because we value people. Trust me, they don't value you. Trump getting rid of these so-called contenders early bodes well for him. More money for the general election, more people finally uniting, and a lot of time to do it. What do you think is going to be happening to the Democrats simultaneously? You think people are going to be coalescing around Joe Biden, or do you think that they're getting more and more fearful about his chances? Then who do you put in? What will open up that can of worms? Donald Trump is soon going to get his wish, whether the rhinos like it or not, whether George Conway, the Lincoln Project, all these clowns that want to go against Donald Trump. And he summed it up. These are people that should be wanting to fight. As he said, how can Mitt Romney and Ryan, Paul Ryan, fight him harder than they fight Barack Obama? If they fought that hard, to his point, they'd be in office. Covering Nikki Haley in the next hour. You won't want to miss it. We'll be back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now it's something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.